Hello.
Hey, is this Rosalind?
Yes.
Hey, Rosalind, how are you?
All right.
This is Zach. You spoke to one of my assistants about a month ago about your property on Orange Lane.
Right.
How's your day going?
Pretty good. I've been busy.
Oh yeah, what have you been busy doing?
The housework.
Ah, now is that on Orange Lane or just another property?
No, just here. And I haven't quite made a decision about Orange Lane yet. I'm still waiting for my renters to come up with what they will like to do.
Yeah.
So,
You offered it to them?
oh yeah, I have.
Are they thinking, I mean, have they said they wanted it?
They are interested. I don't know if they're going to be able to get their funds up or not. Depends on their credit.
Right.
So that, you know how that can go.
Yeah, I know. Well, regardless, I am interested in it, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Did you tell me if you already own something in Petersburg?
Oh yeah, I got a lot of things down in Petersburg, a lot of real estate. You know where Hill Street, well, yeah, you know where Hill Street is,
Oh yeah.
School Street, and Fort Lee
Yeah,
Road.
Kenilworth, are you there?
Yeah, I got stuff all around there.
Right. Did you just recently get reassessed
Did I get it reassessed?
on the properties?
Well, I don't even look at that. One of my assistants takes care of that.
Yeah, I just got a reassessment on Orange Lane. So
What'd it come in at?
it's more valuable than I think.
What'd it come in at?
It came in close to 70,000.
Close to 70.
Yeah. Every
Yeah.
time I sell something and whatever I have left, they go up on the assessment on
Yeah.
whatever's remaining.
Yeah.
They did that when I sold Dupuy, and they reassessed McKenzie and Orange Lane, and I couldn't believe they had McKenzie Street more valuable than my Orange Lane one. Seems like we've got staff in Petersburg don't really know what they're doing.
Well,
But
I'm glad that you can see the relevance of that.
right.
That is definitely the case.
Right. It's happened to me. So I'm familiar with it. They are determined they're going to get an X number of dollars out of me tax-wise by doing stuff like that. I even debated the value of McKenzie. It stayed at about 20-some thousand for many, many years, and all of a sudden it's worth 50. That was a wow moment for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I should have gotten more money for it than I did, but anyhow, I sold it, and it's not my problem anymore.
Now let me ask you this. I know you got tenants in there and they're interested in buying it. I mean, we spoke back in November and I'm a very upfront person. How long is it going to take, or how long are you going to give them to buy it? Because I mean, if they've been interested since
Well,
November.
like I said, it's no big hurry. I like the income. And my daughter, she's kind of hanging in there with me. My son died. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't even bother to sell. because he worked on my property and helped me out a whole lot with it. But now that he's gone and my son-in-law died too, so it's just my daughter and me and my grandson involved here now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of encouraging me to go ahead and sell the Petersburg stuff. So
yeah. Well, I can.
And I know they're getting big prices now on real estate. So anyhow, keep you in mind. I've got about 10 of you.
Oh yeah. Well, what's going to make me? What's going to make me stand out from the rest?
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you
I
this.
Mean, once, you know,
I know the area. I love the area. And
well, you know, it's a good location.
Yeah.
For the interstate access and Virginia Dominion Power.
Yep.
It's right there on Washington Street.
Well, I'll buy both of them, put it that way. And
well, I only have Orange Lane left in Petersburg, and then I'm still, I have Dinwiddie property out here near Richard Bland. So I'm holding on to this. I'm getting offers on it also every day. I even got a check in the mail on this Dinwiddie, because I'm not interested in selling. This right now, I've got them rented, and I'm living in one of them, so I'm just hanging in here. Waiting to see what the government does and how the United States is.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you bought this house, you know, a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I imagine.
Have you actually seen it?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I got a postcard the other day with a picture in there, but I think that's an old picture.
Yes,
what
I've
they
seen.
Have there on Petersburg?
I mean, I haven't seen the inside of it, but I've seen it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, when I renovated the porch,
mm-hmm.
made the biggest difference.
Yeah.
On that property, and it has replacement windows. Part of it, I mean, newer electric upgrades and all of it, part of it burned. I guess about 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and my husband and son rebuilt, and we had to do electrical upgrades and roof and all of it, siding, all of that. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice property. I know the area. I've seen it, you know. I haven't seen the inside, obviously, but you know, I want to buy it.
Well, it's right there in the subdivision there with Nelson Court.
Yep.
There's all new homes there and along Orange Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it has condos, well, the apartments back there. Roland Spector built those years and years ago.
Let me ask
new
you
homes.
Let me ask you a question. How long have you known the tenants?
How long have I known the renters?
Yep.
Oh, they've been renting about a year now.
Okay. I gotcha.
And they are both working at the Holiday Inn right there on Borden Plank Road.
Right. Now, may I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
So you said you like the income. I'm assuming that you're retired.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. How would you feel about making that rental income for another, I don't know, at least 8 years.
Well, I don't really care to own the finance.
Uh-huh.
I mean, once, you know, put it on the market, I want it to be gone.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
I'm trying to simplify my life somewhat.
Okay. So you just want cash. You just want the cash. I mean, it makes sense.
Right. Well, I don't really care to reinvest in any more properties. I mean, I know, you know, there are a lot of available properties out here in Dinwiddie County. Certain areas you ride and see abandoned properties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I will buy it with the tenant in there and allow
you
the
tenant. You will buy it with the tenant in there. Okay, I'm getting $750 a month.
Yeah.
Two bedrooms. So you probably would want more rent, right?
Well, I mean, when does their lease expire?
Well, I'm renting month to month.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, I would give them the opportunity to stay if we were to do something. I mean, I'm an easy guy. I like to do things simple.
Are you the person financing the property, or are you just getting...
I can finance. So if I buy it, I can. If they wanted to rebuy it, I could finance it to them. I could. I mean, there's not really anything that I can't do, to be quite honest with you.
Right. So you do your own repairs and contracting work?
Correct. So
okay.
Flipping and buying, holding.
Renovations.
Yep. Funding. Yes, ma'am. So, I mean, I would give them the opportunity.
Make a decision now. They've gotten this new assessment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check with my daughter and see what she may want to do. Between us, my daughter and I, she lost her only sibling and her husband, and it's been hard on us.
I lost my mother 4 years ago, I can imagine.
Well, her husband just died early last year, and my son died a couple of years ago. But in my family and relatives, we have lost, I think, about 10 people. And I've lost some of my siblings and cousins and nephews. I don't know what is happening with so many younger people in their 50s and 60s, dying. So
yes,
young. A lot of people think the ones that got the COVID injections.
How do you feel about it?
I'm not going to get it.
Right.
But I know the ones that have passed on, my son had two injections. Nephew, son-in-law, my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Got loaded down with everyone, boosters and everything. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. It is, but that's the world we live in, you know.
Right.
I didn't personally get it either, but I have had COVID 5 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so... You know,
and Southside Regional Hospital has so many patients. I had to be over there with my sister yesterday, and they didn't even have a room for her. They had her in the emergency room in the hall, And they finally told her they needed her bed. She wasn't as sickly as she could manage with a prescription, sent on home. But that's scary.
Yeah.
That many sick people with the flu and COVID and no available hospital beds.
Yeah.
And they had people up and down the aisles in the emergency room. That was scary.
Well, you know, it is a scary world, and unfortunately, you know, we do have to be kind of the test dummies of it, right?
Right.
I mean,
I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah.
There are companies that will settle in 7 days.
Miss Rosalind? Miss Rosalind?
What?
Don't believe everything you hear. People will tell you a lot of things, but 90% of it's not true. I've been in this game for a long time.
Well,
I don't know.
They've had advertising on TV.
I know. I don't know what profession you're in or were in, but majority of the time, the people that say things like that are being facetious.
Well, on my contract with Sullen McKinsey, I had a contract with a buyer.
Uh-huh.
And about a month before we closed, he's already flipped it, can get more money. And I had another individual actually as the buyer.
Uh-huh.
And another contract done just very, very close to the closing time. And I did have a lawyer, and he advised me to do what I wanted to do with it. I know I needed to have done a lot of work on that one.
Right.
Anyhow.
And so what happened with it?
He flipped it and made money.
Are you mad at him for it?
And the buyer was the one, the contract came in about a month before closing. And Mr. Costco, Castro, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Castro was the actual buyer. So I was paid from him. And meanwhile, the guy I was working with the whole time and my lawyer, we had set a price, and he flipped it. He flipped it back quickly. I don't want any more deals like that. But I went ahead and accepted. I got what I was supposed to get for it.
Yeah.
But I didn't like him flipping and making money off of it like he did.
Right. Well, I tell you this. What do you want for the property?
So what do you intend to do, flip?
I intend to buy it and hold it.
You might buy it and resell. Do what?
No.
Renovations and resell.
Buy and hold it. I mean, it's in good condition.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get anything out of, you know, there's nothing that I can do. There's nothing that I need, put it that way. You know, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to, you know, buy something and hold on to it. You know, I don't need your house. I don't need anything for the rest of my life. But I will buy your house, and, you know, I'm not looking to flip it. I'm just looking.
Well, you know, it's good income if you know what you're doing with it.
Yeah.
And get good renters.
Yeah.
Your renters are good,
there
right?
are ones out there that takes months to get them out, even with a lawyer.
And your renters are good, right?
Real scammers.
Your renters are good, correct?
Those, yeah, they are. I just had one evicted out here, dim-witted, though. She gambled away 5 months of rental income.
Oh, did she?
Says she gambled it away.
Jeez.
Weird.
Wow.
I've done a lot of evictions myself.
Have you?
And I hired a lawyer out here for Dinwiddie, and court date was early beginning of a month, and the judge had everyone come back the end of the month. Well, that gave her another whole month's rent.
Yeah.
And then you got to wait and file with the sheriff's department to get the deputies to come and remove them if they don't go, and I had the deputy had to come and remove them.
Right.
They till the very last day. I mean, that's before you know it, you got 2 or 3 months added on that they get free rent.
Let me ask you this, Ms. Rosalind, what are you looking to get for it? I'm not going to play any games with you. I'm going to be straight up with you.
Well, right now, I've got to go over the figures with my daughter.
Okay.
And we'll decide about what I need to get for it.
All right. Well, I'm not going to argue with you about it. And
I know. I got to get going here. I've got...
All right. Well, let's do something.
I've got an hour, and I got to leave.
All right. Well, I'll give you a call. When's a good time to give you a call?
Maybe, let me see, sometime in March.
Sometime in March.
Yeah, I'm usually here around 4 or something like that.
Okay. Well, you're not trying to sell it soon then, are you?
No. I really don't care.
Even if I'm with the tenants in there, you'd
say with them in there, and I want to give her time to give them time to do, you know, make a decision once and for all, you know, and then I have to give her a month's notice.
Right.
But I think they'd be happy to be able to stay there.
Yeah.
And they have not been a problem at all. It's two sisters.
Okay.
They have not been a problem. Of course, you know, they are people of color. And I think one of them has a child. And they do have men friends. So that's how that works. And I've been keeping close tab. I don't think they are living there full time, but they are there from time to time. So that happens with all races.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yep.
All right. I'm not going to hold you. I'll give you a call closer to March.
All right. Make it March. We're almost in the middle of
February.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call you before then because I know you've talked to a lot of people, but I want it, and I would rent it to the tenants as is.
Saved all my contacts. I've gotten a lot of them in mail, a lot of phone calls. Oh, do you buy out-of-state real estate?
I do.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Well, I keep getting calls from people that want to buy my Arizona property.
Well, I'm interested.
But I'm not. I'm like, where'd you get my name from? Oh, it's on public records.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
But I tell them The owner is still living, but it seems like I'm going to inherit about 3 or 4 properties in Phoenix, Arizona.
You have those? You have 3 or 4 in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'd be interested in all.
Yeah, I know of 3 and maybe a building lot. So I guess for some reason that person put my name on his real estate properties.
Uh-huh.
But it's good to know if I inherit it, I probably would just hire a realtor and sell it off.
Well, I'm interested in it.
All right, I've got to run. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Miss Rosalind. I'll give you a call.